I guess not, Scott admitted. You guess not? Where did you grow up, white boy?
My name is Scott, and my name is really Tom, and that's really George.
Tom said, laughing.
George's shoulders shook. Come on, man. I'm trying to thread a needle here.
Sorry, Brother George.
Those aren't your real names, then? Scott asked.
Oh, hell no. We tell these whiteys what they want to hear, like the Uncle Toms and George Pullmans they want us to be.
Pullman Porters, George said.
The reference was lost on Scott, but he knew better than to ask. You didn't answer my question, Scott.
Willowock. It was in Northern Virginia.
Ah, all right. Yeah, you wouldn't know what I'm talking about then, white boy.
What are you talking about?
Tom shook his head theatrically.
George, can you believe this, white boy?
George only shook his head over his boot.
I'm talking about being a black man in America. Your eardrum's blown out or something, Scott? You got PTSD?
Scott shrugged.
Both, likely. Sorry, it's hard to follow. I haven't eaten in a while. Oh, yeah, eating. We'll see to that. See, Scott, eating is good. It's better than starving. Ain't that right, George?
Mm-hmm.
And a black man has got to look out for himself. Got to know where his next meal is coming from. Which way the wind is blowing. Which way the gravy train is rolling. You had a nice life out there in Caucasia growing up, didn't you, Scott?
Ignored by his parents, living in the shadows of his overachieving elder brother and his dying younger one, his best friend, the family dog.
Not as nice as you think, was all Scott offered. Oh, is that right? Taxes too high out there? They run out of organic, vegan options for your soy latte out there, Scott?